Hello, my name is Oliver.
And I'm Denver.
Today we're here to talk about climate change and how we can help.
Climate change is dangerous. It is our planet warming up because of greenhouse gases.
By burning fossil fuels, we release gases such as carbon dioxide, which are harmful to the Earth.
As these gases heat up the Earth, they melt the Arctic ice caps. This causes sea levels to rise.
Sea levels rising and ice melting means animals like polar bears suffer greatly.
Summers become longer, winters become shorter. Places all over the world suffer, such as Antarctica and the Arctic and the Amazon rainforest. Air becomes polluted. Plant growth is stunted and we experience more natural disasters like floods and droughts.
The animals in the rainforest suffer as we cut down their trees, making climate change even worse. They lose homes and food, making food chains change from their natural way.
What do schools do to help fight this?
We know that this school used to run the Green Ambassadors, so we have Leanna here to talk about it.
What did the Green Ambassadors do?
The Green Ambassadors, we basically helped our school change and help the environment. So whatever thing that we could do to help change the outcome of the future that climate change is currently affecting, we basically help do that. We help enforce it.
What motivated them to do this?
What motivated us, a lot of people had their own reasons. Some people were there for trips, some people were there because they were forced. I joined because I wanted to help basically get rid of the issues our school had regarding climate. So we have a big rubbish problem. There's rubbish everywhere with corridors, outside, and we've got lots of seagulls because of it. But because of that, the Green Ambassadors earlier on helped enforce like throwing rubbish in the bin, recycling. And although it disbanded, we did end up impacting more bins to be placed around the school to help enforce that rule and help make our planet a better place.
Thank you.
Well, in Thriber Primary, they advise people to take public transport or go on a scooter or bike to make sure we don't release harmful gases with our cars.
That's great. In Foldrum, they planted a garden to increase oxygen levels. Planting can help the environment repair itself.
Listen, what do you think the world can do to fight climate change?
Thanks, Oliver. I think there's lots of things that we can do to fight climate change, such as opt for renewable energy resources, such as clean sources of energy like solar and wind power. These are all renewable and can be replaced naturally. We can also increase sustainable transport and protect forests like the Amazon and protect our oceans.
What motivates you to fight climate change?
So climate change won't just impact forests or coral reefs or even people in faraway countries. It will affect us all, from extreme weather to increasing food prices. We have one world and therefore we need to take care of it to protect it for future generations to come.
What do you do in school to fight climate change and what can we do to not make it worse?
At Foldrum Primary School, we've got a well-established eco-council. We also have a greenhouse where we grow renewable produce in there and increase sustainable energy through things like the use of solar panels. We encourage our children to switch off lights in empty classrooms. We avoid leaving printers and computers on standby, and we try and turn the central heating down by a couple of degrees when we can. These are all things that you can try in your schools too.
Thank you for joining us, Ms. Pearson. That was great.
To know what they do in Thriber Academy, we have Mr. Allison tell us how the school council will help with climate change.
Hiya, so the school council this year have done quite a bit to help with climate change. So we're in contact with the local council, who have invited us on multiple occasions to do some tree planting in the local area to help with sustainability of trees. And we've also done a number of litter pits as well around the local area, just collecting rubbish, making the place just look a lot tidier, especially around the parks and places where the wind blows a lot of rubbish. We've got one of those today actually, so there's roughly about 40 school council members come and help with that. It can take around 50 minutes to an hour. And as a little treat afterwards, they all get to play on the park.
How long did this litter pit take?
So the litter pit took around 50 minutes, something like that. I think towards the end, people were running out of rubbish to find. If we relocated to a different area, it would have took quite a bit of time. So we let them play in the park afterwards. So in total, it was around an hour.
Thank you too.
That is all for this podcast. Thanks for listening.